For years, some residents in Tampa's Hyde Park District have become increasingly angry at the annual Gasparilla Parade event. The signature Tampa Street Party brings several hundred thousand people to town in mid-February, and many of those people drink alcohol, sometimes beginning early in the day. That's led to reports of public urination, belligerent attitudes, and other related aspects of drunken behavior. In response, the organizers of the event met with some residents for a series of public meetings, culminating in changes to the parade that were announced last week. Tampa law enforcement officials say they'll now dramatically increase law enforcement presence in neighborhoods rather than have officers focus on the parade route. It will enforce a zero-tolerance policy for underage drinking, open containers, and public urination. Vicky Pollier is president of the Bayshore Gardens Neighborhood Association. She calls last week's announcement a good first step.
I think it's really wonderful that the city, the Mystic Crew, and event makers has realized that Gasparilla, as it is now, has significant impact on neighborhoods all along Bayshore and some sections all the way to Dale Mabry. And the cost involved in securing parcels of land is really becoming an issue. You know, putting fencing up, hiring off-duty officers, cleaning up afterwards, it's become a much bigger deal over the years. I grew up in Tampa, and Gasparilla has changed a lot, and I think it's good that we're stepping back and looking at issues such as the underage drinking, the amount of drunken kind of lewd behavior that goes on, and just because you live along Bayshore or in a neighborhood that abuts Bayshore doesn't mean that you have to tolerate this.
Embarrassing behavior of this year's Gasparilla Parade, captured on videotape and put on the internet, seemed to have spurred organizers to the extent of the problems at the annual street party. Bayshore Gardens President Vicky Pollier acknowledges that did help spur action, but said it was also a case of the local community coming together to try to get something done that really mattered.
There was a more unified voice of people saying, you know, enough's enough. I think, you know, I like Gasparilla. I'm from Tampa. It's our signature event. I never, you know, I think for years people just kind of thought you had to grin and bear it. But when I realized, you know, after talking to people, you know, if a six-unit townhome has to incur $5,000 to, you know, secure their property and hire off-duty officers, that's a big impact. And I also think that possibly the behavior has kind of escalated also. You know, I think that there's this attitude, oh, it's Gasparilla, anything goes. And it's just not a few people, you know, urinating in your yard. It's wanton disregard for property and really bad behavior. So, you know, I think that it can be a parade that, again, is something that we're proud of, you know, and not just something where we have to prepare for and feel like we're, you know, being, invaded. I do think that the visual impact of seeing this behavior did help make it, you know, get it across how significant it was. But I also think that some of the behaviors escalated also.